And the blessed one rose from that samadhi, said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Noble Lord of Vishkara, that he had spoken about. Well done, well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you were taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra, Putra, and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worthy beings, gods, humans,
Oh, yeah. As always, there is two things to do in the one in the beginning and one in the end. So, in the beginning, you know, should start with a good motivation. So this, you know, to create a good motivation is, you know, always necessary, and also there is a tradition that, you know, usually teaching or any kind of, you know, teaching, either it's, you know, just a discourse or a transmission or initiation, everything, you know, begins with a good motivation, and as well as the Lama also explain how to generate a good motivation. So that is the tradition. So, you know, the Dharma practice is not a unusual, you know, activities. Because, you know, whatever we do, you know, any kind of work we do, why we do that kind of work? Because, you know, we want to overcome the suffering. So that's why we do that particular job, to create happiness for ourselves. So, you know, Dharma practice also same, you know, why we practice Dharma is to overcome the suffering and to achieve happiness.
So, when you say that, you know, Therin Chio Kari Chesan Rogo Yasa Sonanga, Thao Rinpo Chinchwa Nindro Chete Tati Chesan Rogo Yasa La Nindigo Ores La Da.
So,
Thao Rinpo Chinchwa Yin Ti Yi Tien Da Lindro Chete Tati Chesan Rogo Yasa.
So, actually, you know, when we come here, you know, if somebody asks, you know, where are you going? So then we can answer that I'm going to prepare for a long journey.
So, the initial card is Udushu Jabo Rolada. In the Nasu Kanga Rosa Chipa is such a talent, Rohuins. Kanga Ram and Roga Satel and Roy Ross and the Lagoya Rojerola.
So, if that people ask, please tell me, you know, what kind of long journey you are going. And, you know, we should say that, you know, we all has to go to that, you know, place without any choice. So, if we have to go to a far away place, you know, to take the journey to a far away place, then, you know, there is only two places we can go. One is in a fortunate place, and one is in an unfortunate place. There's only two ways.
जैसे शोला ये ने दानी दागे घोरे से दानी दागे डारे से ते सने तेल दागु दो आला था
सो दे द मास्टर शांतदेवा स्टेट दैट यू नो यू योरसेल्फ इज यू आर यू नो सेवियर एंड यू योरसेल्फ इज आल्सो योर एनिमी
Chiron yidate chiron de mato chule jimbi da keke yomanes. Chiron yin gwen chow de chiron de mato chule keke yomanes. De pet nenga shu chiro alada.
So that is a really, you know, really big, you know, point here that, you know, you yourself is yours. You know, savior, there's nobody else than you to save yourself, and you know, there's no any other enemies, you know, you know, than yourself.
Tiki Japney, you said the Kazi was in a Lendemal Hall at Segurala.
So, the reason behind this statement is. You know, the law of causality.
Le gewache de megewache ze to sosa raone ma do ngotsu le tsema dong se tsu chi mewa sa.
So whether we create a good karma or whether we create a bad karma, you know, this up to us. Nobody going to force you to create those kind of karmas.
So
if we think along this you know points, then you know we cannot able to you know rest in ease. So if we could not able to, you know, practice all the time, at least these 2 hours, you know, forget about the sake of all sentient beings, but you know, try to do something, you know, to one's own self, at least in these 2 hours.
Then I am to the Sunjin Dua, Susuki Gui, Jologi, Gotengi, Titan, and Medon Potsijani, and such a tarim Boltan, Chonga, and Medon Chongres. Susuki Kenza Katijagazatan.
So likewise, the master's, you know, advice that, you know, think that, you know, in your doorstep, there is a big, you know, fire pit. So, you know, first you need to overcome that fire pit to not to fall in that fire pit. So what does that meant is, you know, first forget about the bodhicittas and those, you know, high vajrayana practice. First, you know, we try our best not to fall in lower existence after we die. Then gradually, you know, when we achieve a fortunate rebirth, then, you know, try to climb
higher
and higher, life after life.
sempat orang ni yang nolol kalau ni, mana yang jawab sama dengar, dengar ya, mana yang orang ini, yang kedua ya apa cipen ni, kaya lah ini jawab sama ada yang sunu macam itu yang dah le cuci cek, dengar orang tak apa sahaja tangji itu yang dah insan ni, bah, cuba ni dah timur yang lagi luar jangsi, kata cuba cendri cungsu itu timur yang luar jangsi nak ini, dengar orang dia luar tu ni mana orang tu, jadi kaya lah ini pentol jawab lah lah.
So first we should think, you know, toward ourselves and, you know, do our best, you know, to obtain a higher rebirth in next life. Then, you know, then life after life, you know, we progress by life after life, by practicing the, you know, the initial path, and then practicing the middle path, and then practicing the higher path, then eventually try to achieve the Buddhahood through many lifetimes. So we you know, contemplate on these things and try to create a good motivation. We do some, you know, meditations.
Okay,
so you know, when we contemplate to create a you know, good motivation, doesn't it feel like in a really hot day, little bit of wind blow and feel kind of relief from that heat? Don't we feel like that?
So usually
you know, in our everyday life, how you guys feel, you know, any feeling, sense of urgency to do something for our next life. You know, for Rinpoche himself, for, you know, he doesn't feel any kind of, you know any feelings about, you know, good or bad, and time goes fast like that way.
So, ji tapi dewa la sana doni ji drogo sana ji dema ji ngesu ki donge la sana doni sena ji erogo de keke mendula da, te kari yena sa.
So, you know, he don't, you know, scared to born in lower existence, and at the same time, he don't have a sense of, you know, urgency to obtain the nirvana.
Ah, 那这 So,
you know, for Rinpoche, you know, there is nothing, you know, positive and as well as nothing negative going on, just in between, in difference, you know, and time goes fast like that. So maybe, you know, we too are the same like him. Time passed that way. So, you know, if we really listen to the Kadamba masters, then, you know, we cannot able to, you know, live like that. So, you know, masters mentioned that we are in a really critical borderline. If we fall down to the, you know, lower existence. If we could make some effort, we might obtain a, you know, a fortunate rebirth. So, you know, Rinpoche has nothing concerned about those things. Maybe, you know, he is obscure by living on, obscure by the, you know, obscurations of living on donations. So, from the age of 14 till now, you know, have been always live begging by donations. You know, he didn't work hard even to earn a, you know, 1,000. So we are fortunate, you know, if we really, you know, think we are really fortunate because we have met this kind of great Dharma teachings, you know, which always say that the great teaching, you know, he is not kind of biased, you know, making these remarks, but, you know, as Rinpoche mentioned earlier that a long time ago there is one Mongolian monk and he went to see the, you know, master Panchen Losang Chögyen and request Panchen Losang Chögyen to obtain a human rebirth in next life. And Panchen Losang Chögyen said that I can help. And second request is, you know, in that life, you know, he is seeking the blessing to meet with the great Dharma teachings. And Panchen Losang Chögyen said, you know, great, you know, Dharma teaching means the teaching of Lama Tsongkhapa. So, you know, then Panchen Losang Chögyen said, that I'm not sure. So it's like that.
Tenishing also in general at the time, so so he Lanem Maturimado.
So that kind of great teaching we, you know, met, and you know, if we cannot able to, you know, practice or implement, then that is a different thing. Otherwise, you know, we have all the resources, you know, met. So like the, you know, technology, you know, the most advanced, you know, sophisticated technology, you know, in the world. Like that, you know, this Lamrim, the teaching of Lama Tsongkhapa is very, you know, advanced, sophisticated, and if we, you know, able to use it, it really brings a, you know, a big difference in our life and also, you know, many future lives.
Yeah, chulu no kulan chi chi duja re segme la da ko garasa na jero mo chi la ma ka se te na pe chi kamin de mi de na pe chi ja na te na ka chi chulu re se ma chi ma be ko ron chen yo de la te ne rani gi ni chu she ba ma se nya ne che ne ni chi shu dun che ne de cha ju chi re la da.
So you know, Rinpoche is not, you know, looking down on the other, you know, traditions, you know. This kind of teaching is, you know, really, you know, refined from all the different traditions and many teachings, you know. The essence, you know, is condensed, you know, in Lamrim from the, you know, beginning to the Buddhahood.
Kanjit tundi chile, te kari ki pento, kari nga chon chepa yara sa sana, chue te la chonan chene, chi rani ki te lan dupa chene, nga te lan le tuga se ye, lo te lebi tanda la, kari yena tachi chepa yara sa la da.
So always, you know, talking about the greatness of teachings. Why? Because, you know, if you know the greatness of the teaching, it will generate the, you know, effort, you know, or the, you know, enthusiasm, or you know, delighted, you know, to, you know,
practice.
So like always, that kind of great teaching, you know, divide into four chapters. First is to check the, background of the teaching or trace where the source come from.
And
second is the, you know, what kind of unique greatness of that teaching is the second chapter. And the third chapter, you know, talk about, you know, if that kind of teaching possess, you know, this kind of greatness, then how, you know, teacher or the instructor or the Lama should explain that teaching, and as well as the audience, how the audience should listen to that kind of teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So the fourth chapter is the, you know, actual practice, how, you know, we, you know, implement the teaching.
Dengunere, any such as about the Tsai, any such as about the Sachin Yingon, the Song Eres Saladi, and Chosui Tata London, Lansa Chasman Salad.
So the fourth chapter has two parts. So when you say fourth chapter has the two part, then you guys, you know, recall these two parts. So, you know, if one want to practice this teaching, then, you know, what is the most important of the practice is to reliance on the, you know, guru or the instructor or the teacher. So as you know, reminding always, you know, when the practitioner want to practice or meditate on Lamrim, then from where the practitioner should begin. So, you know, if we know the chapters, then, you know, immediately, you know, he know where should it begin the meditation. So the, it begin in it begin by reliance on the reliance on the guru, that there's where it begin to the practice or the meditation. So when the practitioner, you know, really, you know, practice seriously, then, you know, it begin with the reliance on the guru. So, you know, the practitioner meditate on the reliance on the guru for, you know, for month or the years or whatever, you know, and when it begin with the reliance on the guru, meditate on that, and that is the, you know, main practice. Then other, you know, paths, you know, go go kind of glimpse or just you know, brief appearances or the scan the other meditations, but, you know, take time on the reliance on the guru. Then, you know, once you obtain the reliance on the guru, then shift to the next, you know, part, and then do the other, you know, as before. So we always say, you know, stages of the path to enlightenment, but, you know, how the stages of the path begin, if we don't know, then, you know, we gathering here for, you know, almost 2 years, and you know, if we don't know that, then it's just just empty.
Ngaso kanga thare tena lanse sit ko yonda do chi chachin do chi cha ro lanne to se di chi chi ye she me nge senji lo chi ye phen nge nge chi ta nga lin tena cha do se la ta nga ro chi yonda chi chen ta ta dream ni ma do.
So we all are, you know, like you know, become like you know, every you know, like a usual thing, you know, and come to Saturday and stay there, and you know, after everything done, go home, and it become like a usual, you know, activities on the you know, on the Saturday, and nothing progress, you know, then, you know, it's not much. So, you know, for us, it's not sure, but from Rinpoche's side, it seems something like that. So, you know, nothing much.
So,
begin with the reliance on the teacher, you know, meditate on that. Then after reliance on the teacher, you know, then what we do, you know. And after that, we need to train our mind or transform our mind.
Lanchi Najala Nipache Batan, and Nimbolinzi, no, see, Tangato Nimbolinzi, no, see the Catalan de Resalada.
So, you know, other chapter, you know, Rinpoche did, and, you know, we don't have to go through. So now we are in the mindfulness of the death, as, you know, and the chapter is the actual way to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity. So we have obtained the leisure. So if we have obtained the, you know, a life of a leisure, then, you know, then what kind of advantage we should take? So in direct, you know, we have obtained a human life of leisure. If we have obtained the human life of leisure, then how we use the, you know, life of leisure in a meaningful way. So, in Lamrim, you know, if one had obtained the human life of leisure, then what we should take the advantage is there are, you know, three different kind of advantage we can, you know, take from this, you know. So the three thing is training the mind in the stages of the path shared with the person of the small capacity, and, you know, by doing that, you know, one will obtain the, you know, you know, higher rebirth.
Nimbo ne sinyi pati, nrinde ene, ene, langlopo zon yasale ene, tabi kufon toye de ene, nimbo ne sinyi nrinde ro asala.
So second advantage we can take is training our mind in the stages of the path, share with the person of medium capacity. By doing that, you know, we will obtain the nirvana. So the supreme, you know, advantage we can take is, you know, train our mind in the stages of the path for the person of great capacity and obtain the Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. So if somebody asks, you know, right now in our case, you know, are we practicing the, you know, small, you know, stages of the small path, or we are practicing the stages of the small path share with the, you know, medium and you know, great capacity staff.
Matsu chubu chungi dan langwa lan rogo amare chubu chungi ki timo yi lan rogo are kare sana ini jiru mochi na soba ye ini matsu sanje sali chiyo di chubu sunji timo yi lan la renji chiba re esa lagu laushi yoji gor salata.
So we are not you know, training our mind in the actual, you know, small capacities path, but, you know, we are practicing our mind in the small stages of the path, which is common to the, you know, middle and the great stages of the path. So Rinpoche always try to, you know, try to explain the, you know, the structure of the path. So when we, you know, remember the structure of the path, then, you know, what, from which angle we talk about, you know, we never gonna lose, you know.
Jolo ten run pema karsan ngasu ye jhunde la lo kong gro la da lo kholan jhi gro la da kumba ten gro la da.
So some might think, you know, Rinpoche always talk about, you know, the same thing all the time, you know. You know, we shouldn't think like that, cause, you know, there is nothing to go further than that. So we have to familiarize our, you know, mind with those kind of path, so, you know, we get habituated. Otherwise, you know, if we are not, you know, habituated or not familiarized, then, you know, we get lost on the way.
Nimbo somebody chibi tse, tell a lobato of a seo was. Tombola nins, and jitin shema tenage lojabatan, shema devi totem bows, tombola ni, jitin the rent of maneva chua jisitin by sambatans, jitin shema chetanjo and doani jit do some bows, tombola je, chua chamber magambi nimi, gumbi pen, chua chimbi lo, chetabashi cheba, chua chamber gumbi tulos.
So we read through the chapters, the actual way to take full advantage of the life of leisure and opportunity. First, training the mind in the stages of the path shared with the person of small capacity, the actual training of the thought for a person of small capacity, developing a state of mind that strived diligently for sake of the future lives, a mindfulness of the death, the contemplation that you will not remain long in this world, the fault of not cultivating mindfulness of death, the benefit of cultivating mindfulness of death, the kind of mindfulness of death you should develop. How to cultivate mindfulness of death, the contemplation that death is certain, the contemplation that the Lord of the death will definitely come and therefore cannot be avoided, the contemplation that our lifetime cannot be extended and constantly diminishes, the contemplation of the certainty of death, such that even while you are alive, there is little time for religious practice, the contemplation that the time of death is uncertain, the contemplation that the lifespan is in this world is uncertain, the contemplation that the causes of death are very many and the causes of life few, the contemplation that the time of death is uncertain because the body is very fragile.
Did you just say the moment what's a mare? Jibu Chumi Lanji Rimba the Nyansa language, Mu Karis, Lava Nazalada.
So this is very, many chapters, so hard to remember. So, what is the main training the mind in the stages of the path shared with the person of small capacities? What is the main practice is? So that kind of practitioners, practice, the method that try not to fall into the lower existence in their next life, and the method try to obtain the higher rebirth in next life. That is the main practice of that kind of practitioner. So that is the case, then that kind of practitioner, has no room for the concern of this lifetime's,
thing.
So for us, we always concern about this life, never thought of the concern of next life. So, from Rinpoche's side, he is like that. For us, he is not sure, maybe.
That Joshima na any Lademan Kofontoy So,
to strive to obtain the, you know, higher rebirth as a human and as a celestial being, you know, we need to, you know, have a, you know, strong, you know, strong inclination. So, you know, we will try to, you know, try to sum up the, you know, the chapter, you know, even though we cannot able to go chapter by chapter, but, you know, Rinpoche will try to sum up, so that might be easier to remember. Take a break here. So generally, you know, today people are, you know, all elders, you know, means that, you know, old, you know, peoples, old means, you know, usual people. So, you know, they heard, you know, many, many times. So, it seems like we can just read the text, not much explanation is needed. But, you know, as Rinpoche mentioned earlier, that, you know, we need to get used to familiarize with. So, you know, Rinpoche will do a little explanation and, you know, read through the text.
So,
So if we, you know, from the instructor's side, you know, explain, you know, nicely, and from the listener's side also, if we listen carefully, then, you know, it can be a, you know, analytical meditation.
So,
the chapters to get the, you know, meaning of lesson of that chapter is developing a state of mind that strives diligently for the sake of future lives. So that is the main point. So how to develop a state of mind that strive for the sake of future lives. So why we don't develop that kind of mind? Why?
So why?
Because, you know, we are not mindfulness that, you know, death is certain. And also, you know, when we die, there's only two places we have to go, either to the lower existence or either to the higher existence. We don't recall, or we are not mindful of that thing. So that is why, you know, we don't develop the state of mind that strives for the sake of future life. So if we check, you know, in our 24 hours day of life, in one day, you know, 24 hours, we always only concern for this life. We don't, you know, think about our next life even a moment. So, you know, we should, you know, take care of ourselves and be instructor for oneself and try to cultivate the mindfulness of the next life and try to familiarize with that kind of thought, through, you know, mindfulness. So, you know, so we cannot, afford to postpone our practice, as Rinpoche mentioned earlier, that, you know, if we want to practice, we should practice right now, you know, begin right now. Because, you know, our practice and, you know, our death, which comes earlier, is unpredictable. So, you know, we cannot afford to, you know, leave practice for, you know, next day or next month or so on.
In tigi tanda la ni ni chwa ten chwa mata ba ma den bi ni nyimi sing de mon bo shu ji song da.
So because of that, you know, the advantage of not contemplation of the next life or the death talks many times in the Lam Rim.
You know, ku sachi mo botron men deshi tewa de jong mo jong no ma jog do ala da ang ko sachi kono ton ma deshi de ne ya ji jong u yi de jin deshi ma jene
So first in the there is a the text spread many chapters and parts. So, you know, if we don't do a brief explanation of those things, then, you know, we get confused. You know, otherwise, the detailed explanation will follow up in the later on.
Mm-hmm. Tiki sachi rirashi na rikhi jamdan gijin zosa maari, ale dima jiga chi khurong, yung khurong na maachin roda na rikhi jiga na kode sarisa lada.
So, you know, the actual, you know, the chapter, developing the state of mind that strives diligently for the sake of future life, it has many, this chapter has many parts. So, you know, if we go through those all, then we will get confused. So, you know, Rinpoche thinks we will go through the text is, you know, help better or helpful.
Tombone Sendua. Data deeden and Hibolembal and Jubala and Shijin Lo Jeles Matabala Tabanzin be Shijin Lo Ni Tombone be Gonjuros. Tell a Tara Nile Rabi Madaba Chuala Chuala Michina be number Toba Nina be go Sonda.
So we read through the text where we left, you know, the contemplation that at the time of death nothing helps except religious practice, friends will not help, resources will not help, our body will not help. So then the actual way to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity, the actual way to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity is presented in three sections. Training the mind in the stages of the path, share with the person of the small capacity. Training the mind in the stages of the path, share with the person of medium capacity, training the mind in the stages of the path for the person of great capacity. So, so training the mind in the stages of the path, share with the persons of small capacity. There are three divisions in this section. The actual training of thought for the person of small capacity, the measure of the attitude of a person of small capacity, clearing up misconceptions concerning the attitude of a person of small capacity.
Ne na so ki chu ma de ma de chuen chi ju ga ri la du sen song de ne chao ma da ba ma de bi chuen de song do go tong bu ko de zu de
so why, you know, I think we should go from, you know, maybe we will read the text. The actual training of thought for a person of small capacity, the actual training has two divisions, developing a state of mind that strives diligently for the sake of future lives, relying on the means for achieving happiness in the next life. Developing a state of mind that strives diligently for the sake of future lives. This is
nothing going on. Telling us such a one, my testimony, such a dosing one.
Okay, so Rinpoche said we didn't go this far, so you know, we will shift to 145, and the thing is the fault of not cultivating mindfulness of death. So, you know, why we don't have a sense of urgency to practice Dharma is because not cultivating the mindfulness of death. As previously mentioned, there are four errors that impeded our taking full advantage of our life.
Mm-hmm. mazawa la zawa zin, ini donghen le dewa da da maru ba da zin zin zin, shi jin lo zi se te tere la da.
So, here it says, you know, four errors, you know. The four errors is mentioned here, you know. First, the impure to be pure, suffering to be happiness, the impermanent to be permanent, and fourth is the selfless to help ourself. So, like mentioned in the Four Noble Truths, you know, same thing, you know, Four Noble Truths, you know, we think, you know, all the impermanent phenomena we think is permanent, and we don't think, you know, it is selflessness, you know, we think it is, you know, self, like mentioned here. So these are the four errors.
Kita anggap saja dembaja sila gula ada. Dembaja la sih jenis sih 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 ini tuh loh sih pernah dengar sih mata lah sih jadu sana lagi sih lah dah. Dembaja la sih jenis sih sih air lah dah.
So for the Four Noble Truth, each of the Four Noble Truth has, you know, four errors. So it when we, you know, like mentioned here, you know, the, you know, truth of suffering, you know, it's four error is like that. So, you know, each of the Four Noble Truth has four errors, it becomes the, you know, 16, you know, what do we say, attribute? Or, you know, or you know, or characteristic of Four Noble Truth. So it becomes 16.
Tendriki chudu yu no yu nga sonki tanda mi yu li tendela yini nipo te len me chingi kari nga sonki langa no do yorisa na donge dimbe namba chibi jetela loba zoni den do yorisa lata.
So why, you know, we cannot able to, you know, take full advantage of the, you know, our life of leisure and opportunity, what, you know, hindrance is these four errors of the, you know, First Noble Truth. So these four errors, you know, hindrance us that we can not take the full advantage of the life of leisure.
Ji yin no ye ni ma so ni mata pala taban zin se ye ni shi jin lo de ye ni tombo tombo de ngaso go te de ka wo er song do.
So initially it is merely the conception of the impermanent to be permanent that is the avenue of much injury. And this concession is twofold, coarse and subtle. So, you know, the subtle, conception of the impermanence is, you know, right now, you know, beyond our, you know, capabilities. So first, you know, what we should do is, of these two, in the case of our, in the case of your coarse impermanence, you know, which is your death, the avenue of injury is the very thought, I will not die.
Hona kanje citta ne sosola pena pento yong ye kanje chego se sona pena nga
So this course in permanence is, you know, very obvious that, you know, the phenomena broke, fall apart, and, you know, dismelt, and so on. So, you know, things arises and things, you know, disintegrates and so on. Looking at those things, you know, we need to know that all the things and events of the samsaric nature is in the nature of impermanence. We should realize that. So like that, you know, whatever is attractive, whatever is unattractive, and, you know, all those, things, you know, if we realize that unreliable and impermanence and so on, if we realize, then our, attachment toward the attractive phenomena and, hatred toward the unattractive phenomena will decrease. So like our, aggregates and, such as this body, if we understand, realize that, then, we will feel like a guest in this, a combination of aggregates. So, if we feel like a gas, is unreliable and, impermanence and, soon, will separate from these things, then we will realize, if we realize we are like a gas in these aggregates, then, our attachment toward the, aggregates and the self also, weaken or disintegrates.
Lot in the Jisonaro, then a tantiba Jimson, a shoji race and a chic call of a chagin or Mayoji. Tamadigi in a quarter in various and the chi, metaba in Shasha, the chicken, Leudi, somebody tone a young cotton and chepa shooting boys or metaba in the son of Tontuna.
So if we realize the impermanent nature of the this samsara, then when things are very successful, then we don't feel really kind of arrogance or pride, not like that. And if things really, kind of broke down, we don't feel a kind of depressed. really, you know, like that. So our, you know, mental state remain kind of neutral, you know, doesn't affect, you know, that much because, you know, we have realized that, you know, that's the nature of samsara, is impermanent and it is unreliable. So, you know, if we try to see the reality of the things and, you know, events that, you know, like that kind of thing, like impermanence and unreliable, like mentioned here, you know, in the nature of suffering, is impure and is selfless, and, you know, impermanence, and all those, you know, errors, when we realize, then, you know, one will become a kind of realistic person. So, you know, so it doesn't affect or fluctuate our mind in you know, things really, you know, go up and down. At that time, our mind will stay in kind of state of calmness and in neutral. So, we read the text, I will not die. Everyone has the idea that death will come later at the end. However, which each accomplish the virtuous factor of enlightenment correctly and in today. Clinging on these thoughts until the moment of death, if you are obstructed by such an attitude and do not bring its remedy to mind, you will continue to think that you will remain in this life. So that kind of, you know, belief, you know, we all do have that kind of belief that I will not die today. And until the moment of death, you know, in the dying bed, in the such as in the hospital, you know, we, at that time also we will think I will not die because, you know, the medications and those, you know, those injections that will, you know, help and, you know, I will recover. I won't die this time. So we all thought, you know, same like this, and, you know, what is wrong with this kind of thought? So if one will say what is wrong with that, then, you know, there is a big wrong, you know, big mistake, because, you know, if we think like that, then, you know, we won't prepare for our next life at all. So if we think we won't die today, then we won't, you know, gather the necessary things for next life, because, you know, I will not die today, so I don't try to gather these things today for the next life. So we do questions here, you know, otherwise people might think, you know, we don't get any you know, time for the questions.
When we're meditating on a modern topic, say for instance, reliance on the teacher, how do we recognize that we've realized this point?
Tā pēnā ngā rū shīnyē lāṃjī tsāwā shīnyē tīnsū lā āni lō jāng bāyī nā āni gōm jāmni gōm jāmni gōm jāmni āni shīnyē tīnsū lā lō jāng bā thār chīmbē kī tsē dī āni kawā shā gō rē sā
Pena tenri rinduwa, pecha tenri da kapu mindo, pena sanji ji ki kuzun jiba tsinsho la ini, shenye teki namba la ta, mbitre che mugwa che kuyo namba la shaa yungi. Shenye ten jie son na sanji teta teki namba la la sanji, mbitre che mugwa che ne, ngoy eme sha tungi. De shaba tenyang, shaba tenyi ki jun lo la ji rangwa me ba ki, tsuwa dewa tre tungi ji gugudwa, ji rangshu ji senpa shenlo ya chi.
So the demarcation of the, you know, a realization of the reliance on the guru is, you know, when one practice, you know, particular meditational deities, then, you know, when you see the, you know, that particular deities, you know, then, you know, you see your guru, you know, in the aspect of that deity. And when you see the guru, you know, you see the, you know, guru in the aspect of that particular meditational Buddha or the deity. So, you know, became you know, inseparable, you know, your Buddha, your Guru and Buddhas, you know. And at the same time, when you see that, you know, you have a sense of, you know, joy and, you know, sense of bliss, you know, occur at the, so, you know, so if that things happen and it remains, you know, without making efforts, spontaneously, and remains for a, you know, extended period of time, then, you know, it is said that, you know, your realization of, you know, reliance on the guru is accomplished.
Pena kode wo xena lama teta te chen tuba zangje ni mi ni chuma chuba de lila pa pa damba dana songdoa.
So, you know, easy to understand is that, you know, even you heard that, you know, that, you know, a particular guru's name, you know, immediately you feel sense of joy and tear comes down from your eye, and as well as, you know, you you get a goosebump of joy. If that kind of things happen, then that is the time.
Yom lo beti jatsi mucha sona, rani le tam dinga jin yon sona, ini shenye de jini ngayi senji maru bandi bi tanda la nang shan jure se achi. Tanda bo jin yon sona, ini shenye de ki tuji kari ngayi shenla lo chong bari se achi. Mato halang ji jiten shepo bo ki tatang son rita rang maria da, kanji lo ki kumban de yon di, tindu ki yon shu chenpo hegu yon doa.
And also, you know, in our life, if something really, circumstances, bad things happen in our life, then, you know, one understand that, you know, that your guru, you know, give you the opportunity to practice, you know, in these circumstances, and as well as some good things happen, you know, then, you know, one will think or understand that, you know, the guru, you know, sent the blessing to you, so that is so guru's blessings that come into being. So, you know, either in a good or bad, you know, that is the guru's, blessing and guru's instruction. So like that kind of, you know, understanding occurs, you know, that is also a one kind of indication. So when we say that, you know, then it is not like your guru is the creator of everything, not like that, but, you know, because of the, you know, habituation or familiarization with the meditation on the reliance on the guru, so, you know, that kind of things occurs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also, you know, in our everyday life, you know, if we do something kind of, you know, misbehaves, you know, at that time, you know, you should one will spontaneously recall the, you know, the guru in front of you, you know, like a strict teacher, you know, that kind of, you know, sense of feeling also happens in the practice of reliance on the guru's meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so it is said that, you know, when you meditate on the reliance of guru, then all the, you know, misdeed of our three doors, you know, spontaneously, you know, obstruct by the practice of reliance on our guru.
Mm-hmm. Sambashti dingwa tagala da, sambati ji wancha mingi sona chi, chaya rasala da, chaya yoyona jire, sambati ma chi shenro yoyona, jiro chabu dama shenne, sambati shiwa yunga tanga zaga wala da, sambati rangsu mitu ngani chaya rwa da kanje, da ka nga lakshi mitu wa tenri na chi.
So like, you know,
shenye tete tete, ji miba chaya yunga di, sambati rangsu mitu ba langsa kuchi,
so like, you know, when we meditate on the reliance on the guru, you know, our, you know, mind is not really kind, not hard, you know, or the harsh, like, you know, like our ordinary mind, you know, it will you know, become kind of, you know, become kind of disciplined.
Tu si tu de pichin rani yin nyamlen che ne nyo tho ne yon ne ji chwa yi ne dang de ji ma do yang ka tu len de de xie chi ji xi le me mi de sa da da le xie ka bu mi de sa da.
And also, you know, this kind of, you know, realization is, you know, only, you know, can be explained only through the, you know, experiential, you know, instruction. Otherwise, you know, it is kind of hard to explain too.
Then Saint-Ela Gadegi Ransu Mutuki Chagar Salasana Chesu Kandir Kwahe Gdulata.
So, you know, if our mind is, you know, cannot sustain or cannot able to dictate because of, you know, bliss and joy. So if that kind of things occur, then what we think. So any other questions? So the main thing we need to remember is, you know, the actual, you know, actual small scopes path, or the, you know, small scopes and the path which is common to the middle and the great. So, you know, this we need to really, you know, distinguish. So the actual practice of the, you know, small scope is just for yourself, just for oneself, to obtain the, you know, rebirth in human or in celestial existence. So what we are trying to practice is the small scopes path, which is common to the middle and the great scope. Of course, you know, we practice 10 precepts that will help us to not to fall in the lower existence and to obtain the you know higher rebirth, because, you know, to obtain the higher rebirth is not for ourselves, but, you know, to obtain the Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings.
Any 아니 대다게 강화나 인해들 대나게 용화시오 라보지 인지미 좀 하고 있어라.
So we do the dedication for the, you know, for dedication, we think like this, you know, the death is uncertain, and, you know, realize that, and we will practice right now that, you know, I try not to, you know, fall in lower existence. So, you know, if I fall in lower existence, then, you know, I can't help even for myself. So, to be reborn in the, you know, higher existence, so that, you know, life after life, you know, one will attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. In order to have this, you know, we seek the blessing of the, you know, the lineage guru, you know, which we recite earlier, and dedicate to have a that kind of successful practice.
Thank you.